Paul Tudor Jones's firm reverses course, buys more Bitcoin ETF. Paul Tudor Jones's investment firm increased its position in BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF, IBIT, after roughly a year of steadily reducing it, according to CoinDesk. The move is a directional change from a macro trader who has publicly framed Bitcoin as a hedge against currency debasement, and it lands at a moment when the market itself is flat and cautious. Spot Bitcoin traded at $62,986 as of August 15, 2026, up 0.6% on the day, but down 3.2% over the trailing week. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 36, in fear territory. So this is not a buy into euphoria. It is a position increase against a backdrop of soft price action and nervous retail sentiment, which is usually where discretionary macro managers prefer to add. A trader adding after telling everyone to sell the detail that makes this worth reporting is the reversal. Tudor Jones's firm had been a net seller of the BlackRock ETF for about a year before this quarter. Cutting a position over four quarters and then reversing in one is not noise. It is a change of mind, or at least a change of weighting, from a manager whose whole reputation rests on reading macro turns. The vehicle matters too. Rather than holding spot BTC directly or through a custodian, the firm is expressing the view through IBIT, the largest spot Bitcoin ETF by assets. That is the same instrument institutions reach for when they want Bitcoin exposure inside a regulated brokerage wrapper without touching keys, wallets, or custody operations. The convenience is real, and so is the trade-off. An ETF share is a claim on a fund, not a coin you control. The limits of a 13F filing institutional equity position surface through 13F filings, which report long U.S.-listed holdings as of the end of a quarter. That framing carries two caveats worth stating plainly. First, 13Fs are a snapshot with a lag. A filing shows what a manager held on the last day of the quarter, not what they hold today. The firm could have added more since, or trimmed again. Second, 13Fs show longs, not the full book. A macro shop like Tudor's runs futures, options, and hedges that never appear in the filing. An increased ETF stake could be an outright bullish bet, or one leg of a more complicated trade. The honest read is that the long exposure grew. The motive is inference. Even with those caveats, the signal is directional. Managers do not quietly rebuild a position they spent a year unwinding unless something in their framework changed. Not the only 13F pointing the same way, Tudor's reversal is not happening in isolation. Recent filings have shown other large institutions adding Bitcoin ETF exposure in the same window, including JP Morgan lifting its IBIT stake 25% and Amundi increasing a MicroStrategy position as a Bitcoin proxy. Separately, hedge funds recently flipped net long on CME Bitcoin futures after years of net short positioning. None of these individually moves the price. Together, they sketch a pattern. Institutional money, leaning back toward Bitcoin exposure through regulated instruments, while spot sits below recent highs and sentiment reads fearful. That is the setup discretionary managers tend to like, and it is worth watching whether the next round of filings confirms or fades it. Reading it without overreading it. The ETF is the story's center, and it is worth being precise about what an ETF position is not. It is not self-custody. A fund share does not give you the ability to spend from your own wallet or move value on-chain. For a hedge fund optimizing for reporting and liquidity, that is the point. For an individual who wants Bitcoin they can actually use, the calculus is different. And the two goals should not be confused just because both are labeled Bitcoin exposure. The practical takeaway is narrow. One respected macro firm rebuilt a position it had been selling, using the biggest spot, Bitcoin ETF, during a week when BTC is down and sentiment is cautious. That is a real data point about institutional positioning. It is not a price forecast, and a single 13F should not be treated as one.